to Empower Her, where it's all about empowering women to prioritize their mental health and to cultivate motivation in and through their lives. I'm your host, Jessica Copeland, and each week we'll dive into topics like overcoming self-doubt, managing stress, and finding our purpose. So please join me on this journey to enhance your mental well-being and to embrace a positive mindset. Let's empower each other to thrive. Again, welcome to Empower Her. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Her podcast show. I am your host, Miss Jessica Copeland, also known as Jonchi Fabia, and I am better known as Jess Jazz. Good morning, y'all. I know. Two things. I wasn't here yesterday, and life is still disrespectful, but guess what? Life will continue to be disrespectful. Just be patient. We will get through this thing called life together, both of us. We will get through it. Even during our difficult times, I promise you we will, because there are opportunities. I told you last week, for growth, there's opportunity for resilience and the triumph. Eventually, we will get the triumph. Overall, this is just a reminder to stay resilient. Stay resilient. Lean on others if you need their support. And just try to maintain hope and the faith that you have in the face of overcoming whatever obstacles come your way, okay? So we will get through this thing that we call life, and we're going to get through it together. Just a quick reminder, you guys, the show does come to you every Monday starting at 7 a.m. You can catch me on all of my platforms, my social platforms, as well as my podcast platforms. I have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Podcaster Spotify. I do have Stitcher, Pandora, Kindle, and Alexa. We do have a website. It is www.empowerherpodcast.com, as well as my email. It is empowerherpodcast24@gmail.com. And we do got a little number for you. It is 386-233-1956. Y'all continue to like, continue to share, and most definitely continue to subscribe. What's up, y'all? Do not, let me put a little fork in the road. Do not come for me because I wasn't here yesterday. Listen. It was a long weekend. It was resurrection weekend. It was all that. It was Easter. It was Resurrection Sunday. It was my honey was, it just had a lot going on. So let me just start from the top by saying, I do apologize, you guys, for not getting up and recording yesterday morning. I was tired. I had a long weekend, and sometimes we have to take time out for ourselves, right? And sometimes we have to put ourselves first, and sometimes we have to make sure that we prioritize us. Hello. And so for so many years, I never put myself first because I didn't know my worth. I didn't know that I was worthy of putting myself first, and I didn't know any better. And as you age, you learn. You get a little bit more wiser, right? And so I just have learned to, one, listen to my mind, two, listen to my body, three, listen to my family. I do a lot. It may not seem like I do a lot, but I do a lot. I have actually three businesses, three. Y'all probably didn't know that because that's my business, but I do. And on top of having three businesses, I work a full-time 40-hour a week job. On top of being a wife, still being a mother, even though my children are all grown. Good morning, children. And I'm a grandmother as well, even though, you know, my children have never put that burden on me. Thank God, I'm knocking on wood, because they are responsible adults. I have a lot that goes on. A lot that goes on. And so I kept saying, I'm so tired. And I would be in mid-conversation with my wife. Good morning, wife. I would be in mid-conversation with my wife and snoring. Tired. And so she said to me, she says, listen, I know that you on grind mode. I know what you're trying to do, but I want to have you here for a long time, and I need you to see about you. And those are some very powerful words when somebody that you love tells you, I need you to see about you. Take some time. And so I took this weekend and I spent time with my wife. I spent time with myself and I just relaxed, and I was not in a rush to get up and do the podcast. So y'all listen, whenever your body or your mind or your soul tells you to take a break, you listen to it. Because one thing I do know, I knew a person years ago, it's been over 20 plus years ago, but this was a friend of mine. This young lady worked all the time. She was always doing stuff, always busy. She was always here. She was always there. She was always doing, going, 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 doing, doing, doing. And guess what happened to this young lady, y'all? True story. She fell to her death. And it was a mysterious death, because they were like, she was healthy. She was young. She was overworked. She was doing too much, and she did not listen to her body. So I have learned, and I'm learning, because I'm still in the learning process, right? Because it's always about Jessica, right? I'm learning to see about me, and I'm learning to make myself a priority, and I'm learning to live my life, because I have to live my life. Can't nobody else live my life, and I have to take care of me. So if I can't be what I need to be for y'all, it's like a null and void coming on here trying to give y'all some empowerment, because I'm not empowered. So yes, I took time for myself. It was Resurrection Sunday, and currently I'm not at a church. And so when my wife and I were thinking about where we wanted to go for service, you know, we just kept naming different churches and different places. And one of the things that she said, she says, I'm not going to go anywhere where we're not appreciated. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, listen, if you are new to my show, this is not a spiritual show. But every now and then, it will allow me to slide a little bit of my spirituality in there. But I'm just being transparent. Can I talk to y'all? I ain't come yesterday. Can I talk for a little minute? And listen, this is not directed to anybody, so don't get offended. If you're listening, don't take it and run it. Don't do that, because like I tell anybody else, I look in the mirror before I look at anybody else. But I'm going to say this. Being in church all my life, that's all I know. That's all I know. If I don't know nothing else, I know church. And I just have been in church majority of my life. And the majority of my church experience, people have mistreated me. Yep, believe it or not. And this is not a motive that I have behind. It's not a motive. I'm just being honest and I'm being transparent. And so before I understood looking in the mirror, I would always blame other people, right? And so one day, someone wise said to me, you need to maybe look at yourself and evaluate you. Because maybe it's not the church people or the church, maybe it's you. And so I started doing that. I started looking at Jessica, and I would listen, you know, to certain things. People would tell me that I needed to work on this, that, and the third. But when it comes to God's house and the people that come there, you can't have favorites. Hello. You got to love everybody, because the church, quote unquote, is supposed to be a hospital. It's supposed to be a sanctuary. It's supposed to be something of significance, where people that are broken, people that are going through, can come and lay their burdens at the altar and not be judged. And we have a tendency, Black churches, because I only know Black churches, right? Because I can only talk about my experiences. We just have a tendency not to love on people. And I'm just being honest. People come to the church and they join our church and they're in the church, and we got to find something wrong with that person. If that person want to be a part of the church and they want to do something, we got to find everything wrong with that person. And that's not fair. And so my wife said to me, I don't want to go anywhere where they don't accept us and we're not appreciated. And so guess what we did? We decided not to go to church, because according to what I was raised on and how I was taught, I was taught that we are the church, that I'm the church. And as long as I'm there, you know what I'm saying? That's half the battle. Ooh, glory. That's half the battle. So we did not go to church yesterday. Let me get off this spiritual thing because I can sit there all day throughout this whole podcast. Y'all have no idea. But we did not go to church. We decided to go to breakfast and then we, well, brunch. And then we went and spent some time, you know, with each other. Then we came back and then we spent some time with my sister and her family that was here. Actually, my sister came because we had invited her to go see Trina. Trina was at the new club, Euphoria. Shout out to the new club, Euphoria, that is in Daytona Beach on Ridgewood. If you have not gone, and no, they did not sponsor this, but if y'all hear this, I am taking sponsorships. But anyway, that they are doing the damn thing, the darn thing. Excuse me. This is not, listen, don't judge me. Judge your situation. But anyway, we went on grand opening and we had a wonderful time. So what we did was we booked, we reserved tables for us and my sister because my sister wanted to come, you know, and, you know, see Trina this and the third. But after we thought about it and then I started seeing the little flyer going around, I said, you know what? I'm not going to go. I don't want to go because I don't like crowds, y'all. Now, mind y'all know I'm still introvert, right? So it's very hard for me to be in a lot of crowded spaces, places, especially if I know somebody going to bump into me or touch me. I'm still a work in progress, right? So I said to my wife, I said, I really don't want to be bothered. I really don't want, even though it would be nice to go there, dress up, you know, have a drink, have some dinner, brunch or whatever. I said, you know what? I just don't want to do that. And you know what my wife said to me? I just love her. Y'all better get her Miss Pat. She said to me, we don't have to do it. It's whatever you want to do. If you don't want to go, we don't have to go. If you just want to stay home and watch Netflix, whatever you want to do, baby, we'll do it. And that's what we did. We spent time over there. Then we came home. And I think I was asleep really early. But y'all got to realize I hadn't been getting any rest. So I was tired. So I needed that. And so that's what I did, y'all. I did absolutely nothing. Because I needed to catch up. My body needed to catch up. And so, again, I do apologize to everybody. And I know I'm all over the place, but I do apologize that I did not come. And yes, the text came, the inboxes came. That's why I put the little note on social media. It will be up in the morning. Thank y'all for loving me. Let me say that. Thank y'all for loving me. Thank you to the ones that don't even know me and still love on me. I appreciate y'all so much. And I'm going to do something real special to all my listeners because you guys, y'all support your girl. And if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be coming here every day, every week, I'm sorry, doing this. But because of the motivation that y'all give me, thank y'all. I love y'all right back. So y'all just stay tuned. I got a lot of things that's coming up. I've been in contact with some more people. I got a young lady that matter of fact, I just reached out to her. She's getting ready to come on the podcast. I'm working, y'all. Y'all just got to bear with me because it does take time, but I'm taking this to the next level. And it does take a little bit of time for me because, again, I got a lot going on. But if y'all stick with me, I promise you, listen, I keep telling you, I will get through this thing called life. We'll get through this thing no matter what. All right, y'all. So that's enough of that. I got to get into this topic because it could be, if I allow it to be, it could be a little lengthy, but I'm going to shorten it because I don't want to do a two-part series on it. I just want to get in it and get out. But before I do that, I want to go to the best part of this show. It is affirmation time because we need to affirm over ourselves before we get into this topic today. And so I have my affirmation. While I play the jingle, I want y'all to go ahead and get you an affirmation. Now, listen, you don't have to get your own. You can use mine, but I do encourage you to get your own. And if you don't have any inkling of what it is, or if you don't know how to come up with it, y'all, I got a book on Amazon. It is called The Little Black Book of Affirmations. Y'all go pick that up. Go cop that book. And I got remotely so many affirmations that, now granted, they're mine, but still you can use somebody else's affirmation. So if you got your own affirmation, get it together, go and get your little tea together, your hot chocolate, your coffee, whatever you drink, your water. And I'll be back and we'll just dive into affirmations and then we'll get on to the topic. All right.
It's affirmation time. It's affirmation time. It's affirmation time. Go ahead and let your greatness shine, because it's affirmation time with Jess.
All right, we are back. Today I am drinking tea. I've gotten addicted to the chai tea. It has a richness about it. I don't even have to put my agave because I don't use sugar or honey. Well, I use honey sometimes. But y'all, it just has this silkiness about it that just does. Whew, y'all just don't have no idea. And I'm a ginger eater. I don't know if you guys know the importance of eating ginger, but maybe I'll do an episode on some of the things that I eat to maintain my weight, because I'm going through a weight loss journey. But one of the things that I do intake is ginger. I love ginger, but it has so much antioxidants for the body, and I put it in my my drinks. So let me go ahead and get my drink so we can get into the affirmation. That is so good, y'all. All right. So I have my mirror, and I am ready to affirm for the day. So it goes, I am open-minded and receptive to different perspectives and ideas. Very soft and delicate today. I'm in my soft girl era. But let me say it again. I am open-minded and receptive to different perspectives and ideas. I'm free. I just do what I want, say what I want, and say how I feel. And I don't try to hurt nobody. I just try to make sure that I don't compromise my art in any kind of way. And I think people respect that. Can I say that one more time, y'all? Because that just felt good rolling off my tongue. Let me say it again. I'm free. I am free. Listen, I just do what I want. I say what I want. I say how I feel, and I don't try to hurt nobody. I just try to make sure that I don't compromise my art in any kind of way. And I think people respect that. That came from none other. Let me tell y'all something. I love this lady. I love her like I've been knowing her all my life. That came from Miss Erica Abi Wright. Y'all call her professionally as Miss Erica Badu. She is an American singer and a songwriter. She has influenced us with her R&B, her soul, and her hip hop. Badu rose to prominence in the late 1990s when her debut album, Baduism, you ain't heard it, you better go cop it, placed her at the forefront of the neo-soul movement, earning her the nickname Queen of Neo-Soul by music critics. She was born February 26, 1971. She is currently 53 years old. She is from Dallas, Texas. She has children by the name of Seven, Sirius, Benjamin, Puma, Sabiti Curry, and I think she does have another daughter. I don't know her name, but her songs include Didn't You Know, Didn't You Know, You Better Call Tyrone, and Next Lifetime, and The Favorite of Mine, and My Wife, Love of My Life. That is, listen, you are my friend. Listen, I love me some Badu, but she said the darn thing. I'm free. I just do what I want, and I say what I want. I say how I feel, and I don't try to hurt nobody. I just try to make sure that I don't compromise my art in any kind of way. And I think people respect that. And that came at a great time for this particular topic. Now, listen, the topic that I'm getting ready to talk about is called Lean In. This topic is strictly about me. Okay. It's something that I have been dealing with, and it's something that I am working on to better Jessica. Okay. So I'm not going to be before you long. So the title today is strictly Lean In. So I know you're probably saying, what in the world, Jessica? Well, lean in. Let me go to my friend. I reached out to my girlfriend. And I asked her, I said, what does lean in mean? And she said to me, lean in means to preserve despite risk or difficulty. Now, y'all know who my friend is, right? Y'all already know Miriam. Miriam! Miriam said that lean in means to persevere despite risk or difficulty. Lean in. So lean in, women, work, and the will to lead by Sheryl Sandberg. She is the founder and the creator of Lean In Women. It's a book she wrote that challenges women like me to take women to break through barriers and to strive for leadership roles in their careers. Now, for me, I'm not trying to break into no leadership roles at my job. I'm just trying to break into leadership roles in my life. Come on. You got to say that a couple of times before it resonates in your spirit. So that's why I started reading the book. So we live in a society where gender equality is still a pressing issue. And that came from Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In. I encourage you to go get it. It is on Amazon. So Lean In has emerged as a beacon of hope. It's a hope and inspiration for women all around the world. Her sandbag, which is Sheryl Sandberg's, her empowering message was presented to encourage women to be the best version of themselves. That's number one. And to challenge the status quo and to break through societal barriers. And most importantly, she created it for women to strive into leadership roles in their prospective fields. So this groundbreaking book not only delves into the reasons behind the lack of women in leadership positions, but it also offers women, again, like me, it gives us practical advice, right? It gives us advice on how women can be assertive, especially with ourselves in the workplace and beyond. So remember, mine is the beyond because I really don't want to, I don't want to work for nobody. Let me just put that out there. I want to be my own boss. So this helped me in my business role, right? Because in today's fast-paced and competitive world, the message of lean in resonates more than ever, especially as women, us women, continue to face every, and I'm not going to say some, but we are still facing every obstacle that is thrown at us. We're still facing discrimination in professional settings. We're still being, you know, lowballed. We're not getting paid what we're worth, right? Prime example, let me put a little fork in the road. I get paid to post. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there. Now, the algorithm on posting is BS because you can post all you want. You can have all these followers, but if you do something remote, so let me say this. I feel like the more I do right, they always find a reason not to try to pay me. Now they pay me. I get paid. But it's always a barrier. It's always something I feel like that's stopping me from making that big, big money. And so I sometimes get a little irritated and I don't want to post, but I keep saying, keep posting because it will eventually pay off. Those are one of those obstacles that I just talked about that I think that was created just for us so that we won't do it. Now, listen, I'm not saying that they don't want us to post, but every time you think you're doing right, here come these little red marks telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that. And some days I'll be like, you know, child, I don't even care because I don't be wanting to respond to everything. But, you know, if I want to get paid, I got to do it. So basically, that's what this lean in is about. It's about women knowing their worth, basically. So we have to lean in and we have to find our voice. It is very important that women find their voice. Find your voice. I'm saying it again. Find your voice. Okay. And that comes from a very simple practice of speaking because you find your voice. Start working with that inner voice, that inner self. And that way, when you start working with that inner self, I'm talking about the voice and speaking, then the other part will come out. So us women, sometimes we struggle, right? We struggle with our feelings and we struggle with the feeling of being able to bring wholeness to ourselves. especially in, quote unquote, the workplace or even at home. So with the goal of fitting in, we often silence ourselves. And this silence can be crippling. Okay. How can you become a leader that inspires? Right? How can you become a leader that inspires confidence in other people when you, Jessica, and whoever else this is for, you don't exhibit the courage to be yourself? I'm talking about lean in. Part of finding your voice comes from the very simple practice of speaking. So start working on being able to speak to yourself and to your situations and to your goals. So let me dive into this lean in. And again, this is solely about Jessica. So I hardly recognize myself lately. I hardly recognize the life I'm living now, because I was living, I hardly recognize the life I was living before, because the life that I'm living now is so much better. It's like 100 times better, right? So it was so stale. I was so stale. I was miserable. My life was unfulfilling. It was always something. I developed a lot of isms, a lot of issues that was going on in my personal life. I just did not like me, and I did not like the life that I was living. So more often than not, I felt like I was stumbling in the dark. And through relationships that didn't make me feel good, relationships that were not good for me, and opportunities that took me further and further away from the person that I really, really, really wanted to be, I was very, very broken, and I was very, very unhappy. But this was my life. And because I was like this, I didn't speak. I didn't have a voice at that time to speak about it. So the reality is that I was living on autopilot before I learned how to question myself and my motivations. I ran from my feelings. I repeated certain behaviors I had seen in people around me. I started doing things that I typically wouldn't do, saying things that I typically wouldn't say. I was a hurricane of toxic cycles. Okay. When bad things happened, I pushed everything down to the bottom, and I would always pray it would go away. But how many people know it won't go away? It won't. You still got to deal with it. So for me, things didn't turn around until I learned how to lean into the things that I avoided the most. Now, I'm not going to tell you what that is, but I'm going to give you a couple. That included my anger. It included my history, and most importantly, it included relationships, friends, and family, and even partners I paired off with throughout my life. So the truth is that this is the same for you too, for everybody that's listening, whether you realize it or not. Until we learn how to lean in, excuse me, and question the things that make us us, we will keep going through the same motions, that same lifestyle that we were trying to get away from. If you don't make the change within, baby, you're going to keep going through the same thing over and over. Jonathan McReynolds is a gospel singer, and he sings a song called Cycles. Cycles, cycles. You'll keep going into cycles. I don't know if that's the right tempo, but anyway, he talks about cycles. You have to break those cycles. You have to ask yourself, do you want a better life? Do you want that happily ever after? Then what you're going to have to do is space yourself in ways that you never thought possible. You're going to have to lean in. So some of you might say, well, Jessica, I get it. And this does kind of pertain to me. But how does a person lean in? Well, the concept of leaning in is odd in this world. Because this world promotes avoidance. Good morning. We will avoid everything if we would avoid our own mama if we had to, right? If it wasn't pertaining to what we wanted to do. But many of us have received the message loud and clear. Avoid those big, scary emotions, Jess. Just don't deal with it. Avoid those very difficult conversations. Just don't deal with it. Jess, avoid that conflict and those social taboos. Just ignore it. See, the problem with avoidance, however, is that it leads to more of the same discomfort. And it leads to the discomfort that already exists inside of you because you ain't been healed. Come on. You ain't dealt with it. And I know I said you ain't. Let me be a little bit transparent. You ain't dealing with it. You're not dealing with the things that you need to deal with. And so many of us have received this loud and clear, like I said before. We avoid all of these things that put us against the wall, put our back against the wall. But when you lean in, you open your mind instead of closing your eyes to reality. Hello. Leaning in means, I told you earlier what it meant as far as to lean in. Persevere despite the risk or the difficulty. That's what lean in means. No matter how it looks, you still lean in. And so when I found my voice and I understood that I had a voice, I had to say to myself, what have you been doing all these years, girl? What is wrong with you? You got to learn to tap in. You got to learn to lean into those things that you have been avoiding, girl. You've been avoiding all this stuff and all that built up anger. You've been hiding things. You've been trying not to deal with things. And now look at you. You better tap in and you better lean in. You need to learn to lean in. Because it makes sense to do so where you're going. Because where you're going to need it, Jessica. So the concept of it is, in, like I say, it's in a world that promotes avoidance. And many of us have received the message loud, like I said earlier. So when someone learns to lean in, they learn how to face those things that would normally run them away. So this is an invaluable tool set for us or for those who have been traumatized, right? Or who have a habit of fawning or a person that is a people pleaser when they are confronted with a conflict. This is what happens, right? When someone learns how to lean in, they learn how to face those things. So what does it mean? It can mean a lot of different things, okay? When you're discussing the development of who you are, your true self, when you lean in, you face up to the tough emotions that you're facing because you look honestly at the relationships and muster up the courage to be honest about where you're at and what you want to change. What is it about you that you don't like? What is it about or how you sound? You don't like how you sound. Or what is it about the fact that you don't like what the relationship you're in or you don't like this or you don't like that? You have to learn how to be able to tap in. So it can mean a lot for your situation. My personal situation is that I need to know how to discuss things that I don't like to talk about. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there. A lot of things that I just brush under because I don't want to deal with it. But that's not going to get me to my next level because I got to learn how to tap in and lean in. It's easy enough to tell you, ask questions. I can tell you, well, you need to be asking the right questions. But what does that look like, Jessica? If you are a victim of trauma, what does that look like? If you have been traumatized, what does it look like? Because after all, you usually wind up in the pattern of questioning yourself too much anyway. So what you have to do is dig deep and you can find the insecurities that are hard to escape and you can deal with them. Do you just question who you are? No. You have to follow the breadcrumbs and build a deeper understanding of who you are and what it is that motivates you to be the better version of yourself. You got to tap in. I'm going to keep telling you that throughout this whole message. Lean in. Tap in. Follow the trail of breadcrumbs. When you begin to talk the concept of leaning in, that's when people tend to think of it like looking in a mirror. I don't know how many times I'm gonna keep telling y'all about a mirror. This is good. Get you a mirror. And I ain't talking about a mirror just to put on makeup, do your hair. I'm talking about a mirror to look at yourself, your rotten self, your no good self, your broken self, the self that just don't, you know, understand who you are. That's what I'm talking about. Get that mirror. Get it. Because leaning in is very important. Like I say, people tend to think of it like looking in a mirror. But they think that all they have to do is look at themselves and stare the truth in the truth is going to stare them in the face and then walk away once they've proven the point. No, leaning in is more complex than that, baby. You got to ask questions. You got to dig real deep. You got to reach way down. Okay. Dig beneath the surface of who you are. Breadcrumbs. Follow the trail. Okay. Follow the breadcrumbs is the first step in leaning in. You have to learn how to ask the right questions so that you can come to a greater understanding of yourself, the experiences, and what motivates you. You have to ask yourself, why do you feel the way that you feel, Jessica? Why do you run from some certain situations and some emotions and not others? Why can you deal with this situation but can't deal with that situation? What skills do you have to cope with your emotions? Why do you direct your feelings to other people instead of making them your responsibility? Right? You ever met a person that will ask your advice and you give them the advice, but then after you give them the advice, they won't take your advice. They take another person's advice, but it's the same darn thing you said. Yeah. Why do you feel that way? Why do you direct your feelings to others instead of yourself? It's your responsibility to see about you. Each time that you discover a new answer about you, yourself, and I, that's when you'll uncover a dozen more questions. And questions are good when we're growing, right? Answer them. Answer the questions. Dig deep. And don't stop asking. Don't stop asking why when it comes to what you're doing, how you're reacting, and the life you're actionably creating for yourself. Why are you doing this, Jessica? What do you hope to gain? How are you going to handle it in the ideal vision of your life? And who do you want to be in it? Right? This is some of the steps to becoming a better you, and these are some of the steps that you need to take to lean in. Swallowing bitter pills, that seems easy enough, right? Anyone who has ever had any degree of therapy knows how to question themselves and go deeper. That's why I know how, because I got the help that I needed, right? You got to go deeper down the path of self-discovery. You got to find out who you are. A lot of times when people have to go through therapy or go through things and talk to other people, it's because they don't know how to deal with the things on their own. And even if this part is very uncomfortable for you, it is a straightforward enough for anyone to engage in. You can always go get the help that you need and talk to somebody that you trust, right? But I'm going to tell you something. That's not where most people draw the line. Where most drop off the path to ultimate self-understanding, that comes with the second part of leaning in. And that's the most difficult part. That's the part of swallowing that bitter pill that comes with self-discovery. Well, what does that mean, Jessica? It means accepting your darkest parts. That means accepting the darkest parts of your life that you don't want to deal with, along with challenges that you have created, that you have allowed others to create over you. You just can't point the finger at everybody and blame everybody for what's going on in your life. You cannot just point the finger at everyone else and blame for the struggles in your life. That's not fair. Sometimes we have to reevaluate our lives. That would be hypocritical of me to blame others for the decisions that I made. These are the choices that I made. Why am I blaming people? Lean in, Jess. When you lean in, you can see this honestly. You can answer the question. I told you, with the acknowledgement comes the questions. And once you acknowledge it and accept the role you played in making yourself happy, then that's the beginning of a new you. Now, that doesn't mean blaming yourself. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying framing yourself as some wicked villain. That's not what I'm saying. That's far from what I'm saying. But when you swallow this pill, and when I say a pill, I'm talking about the truth. You get empowered. Not only do you get empowered, but you're able to take actions in the name of your happiness and the things that you want most in your life. See how your life changes when you learn to lean in. It will change for the betterment of you because you swallowed the pill. And now here comes the questions. And now you're able to see a little glimpse of light. Now it starts to make sense. It starts to look a little different. So you may say, well, how your life changed, Jess? How does it change? Well, your life changes when you learn to lean into it. Learning how to lean in is some of the is one of the final frontiers when it comes to the concept of healing. See, I have an issue with people who don't believe they need to heal. I do. Healing is for everybody. Everybody need to heal. Pastors, evangelists, bishops, lawyers, doctors, presidents, colleagues, regular workers, everybody needs to heal, okay? It changes your life from the inside out, and it empowers you to make real changes in your life when you are healed. When you learn how to lean in, your life takes a dramatic improvement. It changes for the betterment. You get a greater understanding of who you are. It improves your relationships with your family, your friends, your colleagues. You get clarity in actions. You get clarity in your motivation. One of the biggest benefits for me, though, of this new habit is I have a better understanding of who I am. I do. When I learned that I needed to lean into all of my emotions and get into a habit of questioning myself, especially in a healthy way, that's when Jessica gained the knowledge of who I was. I gained more knowledge of myself. I gained more knowledge of my habits, and I gained more knowledge of my intentions. I'm learning to know the real me. Okay. Not saying that, okay, I have no idea who I am. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to be a better version of me, right? I'm trying to take myself to the next level. Now, that's not, you know, for everybody. Some people don't believe that they need to do this. But in my world, I'm molding myself to the world that I want to have. I'm preparing myself. I'm trying not to go spiritual, but if you prepare the table, y'all already know what I'm getting ready to say. So the more you come to know who you are and whose you are, the more you can gain the second big benefit of improved relationships with everybody. Leaning into your emotions, leaning into your intentions, it has a tendency to help to increase the emotional intelligence and the way that you regulate your feelings. It does. It improves your empathy. It improves the ability to relate to the people in your life. That's a benefit. It gives me a not quit spirit because I see that it's working. Okay. I see that my life is taking a toll because one, I leaned in and I'm gaining insight into my ultimate actions and I'm gaining insight into my motivations. See, when you lean into your emotions, you get the solutions to take action on and in your life. Knowing how you feel, knowing the emotions that you're feeling can identify the needs that you need. And with your needs in one hand, it becomes easier to see how you can move through life in the other hand. See, your life changes when you learn to lean in. When you learn to find comfort in the things that make you most uncomfortable to face with. It's so many people that are comfortable with a lot of things. People always ask me, are you uncomfortable being married to a woman? Absolutely not. Nope. You know why? Because I leaned in and I know who I am and I'm learning the truth about me. I'm learning to lean into my truth. I'm learning to lean into the things that serves me purpose. Let me say it like that. Someone said to me, they said, well, are you afraid? I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anything. The only thing that I tell people that has an opinion about the way that I live my life, until you walk a mile in my shoes, you can't voice an opinion. So leave that opinion over there, because in this season, I'm leaning in to what everything that God has for me. And that's on everything. Everything that he has for me will be for me. But your life changes when you learn to lean in. And when you lean in and find comfort in those things that make you most uncomfortable to face, then you've conquered it. See, we have to, again, we need to learn to lean into our emotions. Like I said prior, you get the solutions to take actions in your life, knowing how you feel. That's when you can identify the needs that you have. And with your needs, in like I said, in one hand, it becomes easier to see how you can move through life in the other hand, when you put the things in the other hand. So yeah, I live my life that is a reflection of who I am and what I have to deal with. And so there's a question was asked, and it was like, if you had to change a lot, anything about your situation, if you had to change your life, what would it be? And my answer was, I wouldn't. Because everything that I have gone through up until this hour, it was all predicated on my life and my journey. And it makes me stronger. What I went through made me stronger. I'm leaning into the things that used to embarrass me. I'm leaning into those things that used to shame me. I'm leaning into those things that used to scare me. The reality is, I'm still facing those things that over the course of the many years that I was unable to deal with it. Listen, I'm standing two feet down on it. I'm leaning in so that I can be a better person. You have to learn how to embrace parts of yourself that you are not comfortable with. That's either your past or your present, because that makes you who you are. It's time to lean in. A part of yourself wants to say, I'm all in. But another part is saying, I don't know what the end gonna be. I don't know if I want to deal with this leaning mess she talking about and being a better version of myself and tapping in. Yes, you have to. The moment has come for you. You should be questioning your emotions. You should be questioning the things that motivate you and the things that you want from your life, this particular life. Like I told you earlier, you have to follow the breadcrumbs. And once you follow the breadcrumbs, you'll find that peace. Peace. Keep your eyes closed and you'll get more of the same in that particular moment. Trust the process. And remember, the choice is always going to be yours and yours alone. You don't need anybody to encourage you. I told you that. You affirm over yourself. You encourage yourself. You have to build the courage to look yourself in the eye. You have to build give yourself the courage to look in that mirror. And at that very moment, when you do, that could be the day that it all changes for your better. See, we as women, and I can only speak about myself, we have a tendency to underestimate our abilities. I told y'all how we were created. I told you. Find that inspiration. Find the inspiration that will allow you to grow. And then when you find it and you see yourself growing, push the motivation. Motivate yourself to overcome, to be an overcomer. Regain the self-worth that was once lost, and then take those chances, all those chances that you want, the chances that you want to take, but the fear just kept getting in the way. Find the strength that's within. And when you find that strength, encourage yourself to accomplish everything that it is that you want to accomplish. And remember to have those conversations. Find a circle, a small circle, a group of women who can come together, whether it's via online, offline, wherever, so you can have a real talk and peer support. You might say, well, why do I need to do that? Because we all need a safe space, especially for real talk. We need a safe space for inspiration. And most importantly, we need a space for support. And so I'm elated to let you guys know that I started and I created what we call My Circle. And in this circle I created, it's called Empowering Her Circle. It's a lean-in circle. Now you can go on Google, Microsoft, wherever you do your internet, and type in lean-in circles. You can create your own circle. But I created a circle. And this circle, it's like a support group, okay? It's a circle that women like me who want to lean in and who want the opportunity to be a better version of themselves, that's what we go to. We go to this circle and we talk about everything. And what's important, everything that we talk about stays at this circle. And everybody can't be in this circle. I'm not inviting everybody to this circle because I need to know that everybody that comes to this circle, this lean-in circle, that is, when we talk about what we talk about, it stays there. Because one of my pet peeves, I don't want to have people in this circle and then this one bad rotten apple go and tell these people business. We don't want that. Find people that you know won't gossip about what you got going on or nobody else's business in this circle. But find you a lean-in circle and start motivating yourself. Find that inspiration to grow. Find that inspiration, like I said earlier, to be motivated so that you can be an overcomer. And then regain the self-worth that was lost, okay? Start taking chances again. Try to overcome that fear. Start looking for the strength. First, find the strength within, but look for that strength. And then once you find all of that, then start encouraging yourself and pushing yourself to accomplish all the goals that you need to accomplish for you, to make you a better person. Because remember, it's always going to be about you. And I tell you that all the time. You have to tap into you. You have to look in the mirror and evaluate you. I don't want you giving nobody no advice, telling nobody what they need to do when your stuff ain't right. I'm talking about me. If you ain't right, you ain't got no business telling nobody else that they need to be right. Oh, Lord have mercy. Because in this season, we're leaning in. Mm-hmm. We're tapping in to the better version of who we are. The life challenges that have come all our lives that we have had to fight and bombard and put up all these walls, we're fighting. We're taking back the authority and the reality of who we are. We're facing everything head on. And if it results in a collision, so be it. But I'm no longer questioning my emotions. I'm no longer questioning the things that should be a motivation. If it's a motivation, then guess what? It should be motivating. And those things that I want for my life should be coming to pass. It should be prospering because I'm leaning in. I'm leaning towards the mark of the, come on now. I'm trying not to be spiritual, but I am. I'm leaning towards the mark because I want to be the better version of Jessica. In order for me to accomplish my goals, I have to continuously find the strength within. And I have to consistently encourage myself to be the best version of me and to work continuously, constantly on my goals. And if I do that, then I'm being the best version of me and I'm tapping in to who and what I want to be. And I'm creating, right? I'm creating this world of endless possibilities because I am woman. And I'm a woman that's on a mission. And I'm a woman that wants a better life. I'm a woman that wants to be one with her emotions. I'm a woman who wants to be one with everything that remotely goes through her life. And then I want to be the solution barrier. I want to take actions to everything that comes up. Because with every situation, there's a cause and there's a reaction. But I am the author of that. And so I have that power to encourage myself to be the best version of me. And I look at myself not being afraid to take that leap, not being afraid to say, I'm going to fight this head on, taking that responsibility. Remember, I told y'all, I'm tired of sweeping it under the rug. I'm tired of praying and asking God just to take it away. No, I'm praying in this season, Lord God, let me deal with it head on. Let me go ahead and do what I need to do with it. Let me go and get this out the way because there's other things that I need to get to. But if I got to go through what has been breaking me, if I got to go through those things that's been hindering me, if I got to go through every tunnel that is dark until I get to that light, then that's what I'm going to do because change has to happen. And not only does it have to happen, but it has to be the betterment of your life. And we have to make our life the complete life that we want to have to make sure that we are prospering, to make sure that we are elevating. I told y'all last week, if you are the same way you was 3 years ago, shame on you. If you ain't tried to do no better, if you ain't tried to make no change, if you ain't tried to put the situation or make the situation better, shame on you. Because at the end of the day, every obstacle you can change into an ability. Stop underestimating yourself and start putting that right in front of the left in front of the right. Hold your head up, hold your shoulders back, and just take it. And not only take it, but I want you to lean into it. Own it. And once you start owning it and seeing how powerful that you are, then that's when you can become an inspiration. That's when you can leave space to have those real conversations. So work on you. Right now, work on you. And make yourself the best version of you and continue to lean in. Don't give up. Don't give in. Work on you and make this life the best life that you can. Thank you so much for tuning into another empowering episode of the Empowering Her podcast. Listen, don't forget, we have new episodes every Monday at 7 a.m. So continuously mark your calendars and continue to join me as we continue to delve into all of these different new topics that I do bring to you. So today we just simply talked about leaning in. And what does it mean? And what does it look like? Continue to lean in. If you want to be a part of my lean in circle, just reach out to me. You can reach out to me on my website and you can reach out to me in my email. I'll give you that email again. My email is empowerherpodcast24@gmail.com. Let me give it to you again. It's empowerherpodcast24@gmail.com. And that website again is www.empowerherpodcast.com. Remember to tell a friend about the podcast. Continue to share. Continue to like. Tune in Monday. I will have a new meeting. And again, thank you for allowing me to pour into you. Thank you for allowing me to be able to be transparent about me. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want to stay updated on future releases, be sure to hit that subscription button on your favorite podcast platform, and make sure it says Empowering Her. Make sure my face on it. You can also connect with us on all of our major social platforms for Empowering Her content and some behind the scenes as well. I tell you all my show notes and stuff over there at the website. And get ready, the YouTube is, we're working on that. That'll be up and running real soon. But remember, your support will always help me. It helps me to continue this mission that I'm on, the mission of empowering women to thrive in every aspect of their lives. So spread the word about me. I ain't going nowhere. Share the love, and let's continue to uplift each other. Now, until next time, you stay empowered. Tell a friend that got a friend that already know a friend about the Empowering Her podcast. I'll be back next week, and I'll holler.
This has been an Empower Her podcast moment. Thank you for listening. Tune in every Monday starting at 7 a.m. on Spotify. And remember, your well-being is paramount. Stay empowered and join us next time.